Welcome to our podcast, where we explore the world of homesteading and today, maple syrup making. I'm Sherry Ann Richardson, your host for today's episode. Joining me is, well, also me, as I'll be sharing my experiences from this year's maple syrup season. So this year's maple syrup season was a bit different from what I'm used to. But the sap flow rate was about half of what it normally is, which was unexpected. I suspect it was due to the milder winter weather or perhaps the drought conditions in our area. Despite these challenges, I noticed something interesting about the syrup itself. It seemed sweeter than normal, which was a pleasant surprise. I believe the concentrated sap resulted in a higher sugar content, leading to a sweeter syrup. Now, let me walk you through my tapping process and the results I achieved this year. Typically, I tap my trees on February 1st, but this year I decided to tap a few days earlier on January 28th. However, the sap didn't start flowing until February 1st, and I ended collection on February 22nd. I had a total of 4 maple taps in 3 maple trees, and 4 walnut taps in 4 walnut trees. Despite the challenges, I managed to collect 44.1 gallons of sap and produced 1.214 gallons of syrup. Most of it was maple sap and syrup, as unfortunately, the walnut sap didn't flow well at all. However, I did get a teeny tiny amount of the walnut syrup, maybe a gallon and a half to 2 gallons of sap produced that. And something that I noticed about the walnut syrup this year, it is really, really thick once it is refrigerated. It was almost like candy coming out of the jar, but then once it was on the pancakes, it definitely did thin out a little bit. So it was a challenging season, but I'm pleased to say that I was still able to fulfill my pre-orders. So on that note, I consider this year a success. Well, it's clear that even in a challenging year, dedication and perseverance pay off. Thanks for joining me today as I shared my insights on this year's maple syrup season. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Be sure to join me next time for more discussions on homesteading and prepping. Until then, have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening.